promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Welcome once again to another Quick Shot review. This is number 263. And if you are watching the podcast video on YouTube, then say thank you very much. Make sure you like, subscribe. We are getting the views now, so thank you. Thank you, thank you. The persistence is paying off. If you're watching, thank you. If you're listening on the podcasting channel, Talk is Cheap, then we also say thank you. Make sure you subscribe to that as well to get all of the latest in filming all the latest in movie releases going through the year. So the latest one for me was American Fiction, and it was one of those Screen Unseen. If you follow me on social media, you will know this. Screen Unseen is literally what it says on the tin. You go, you book a film, and you don't know what it is, and they show you a film, and it's usually a pretty damn good one. And the last one was Next Goal Wins, which I really enjoyed, and American Fiction was this one, directed by Cord Jefferson. It is the story of a disgruntled writer who is writing his stories, but no one wants to read them because he's a black writer that. How to explain? He's a black writer that actually writes good books, but people don't necessarily want to read those books because white writers are writing those books. And the whole story is that people like to read black fiction, and they want to read about people being out on the streets, people with guns, and all this kind of stuff. And it's very racially stereotyped. I know lots of black people, and none of them are stereotyped like this. And they certainly are not hoodlums and crooks and all that kind of jazz. So, but it is, it's a very powerful message that American Fiction is trying to get across to its audience. And it stars Jeffrey Wright and Tracy Ella Ross, and John Ortiz, also starring Leslie Uggams, Adam Brody, Keith David, and amongst others as well, which is brilliant. And it Jeffrey Wright playing can't even say his name, but yeah, Cord Jefferson. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. This film, it's not what I expect. I don't even know what I expected, because obviously I didn't know what the film was going in. But when I saw American Fiction, I'm like, okay, it's going to be some kind of story of some kind. But little did I know, it was a story about a story writer who wrote fiction based on things that he didn't really want to because his books weren't selling. And he was challenged by another black writer who did write those kind of books. And they got all sorts of plaudits for writing these books. It's the best book ever. And all this kind of stuff. So he goes off and writes a book to basically take the mick. And the story continues. I'm not going to ruin it, because I think you pretty much get the point from here. But it's funny, it's heartwarming, it delivers the message wonderfully in a fantastic way. The cinematography's fantastic, the locations are really good as well. And I'm just going to read you the official blurb. It's about a novelist who's fed up with the establishment profiting off black entertainment uses and uses a pen name to write a book that propels him to the heart of hypocrisy and the madness he claims to disdain. that description alone is enough for me. If I'd have read that, if I'd have known that I was seeing this film, I would have actually gone to watch this. There's a lot of films that are based on real life things that don't... Not that they don't matter, obviously. There's a lot of things, the Epstein and all that kind of stuff. You know, there was... I forget the name of the film now, but it's about the reports and all that kind of stuff. But that was, for me, not a good film. And it was because it was based on true events about a reporter. And we all know about it. And there wasn't really anything there to tell that was in film. This is, I believe, an original story that Cord Jefferson's come up with. He also wrote the script as well. That, it deals with a lot of those issues, the black-white divide, the the fact that people think that black people, ethnic minorities, are people that live on the street or walk the street wearing big puffer jackets and carrying guns and wearing bandanas and do-rags and all that kind of stuff. But actually, some of the greatest people in history are actually people from ethnic minorities, some of the most intelligent people, some of the best sports people, and some of the best well-known actors, etc., etc., etc. And they don't, some of them do have those roles when you look at actors, but others don't. You know, they're funny people. They are people at the end of the day. And this is what this film aims to break down. And it does it in a very, very funny, heartwarming way, to the point where you are invested in all of the characters. You're invested in Cord. You're invested in his, not Cord. You're invested in the main character. In what do they call him? I can't remember what they called him now. That's going to do my head in. But you're invested in the main character. You're invested in his family, you're invested in his girlfriend, you're invested in all the people that are bringing all of this film together. And they are playing certain stereotypes, of course, but there's also underlying stories as well, like the story of him having to, he moved to New York where he writes his books, he's got a publisher that's always saying to him, right, you need to write a new book, and he does, and it's a really good book, he's a damn good writer, but no one buys it, because it's a black man writing white people fiction, basically, is what it would come down to. It's an intelligent, compelling film. I really liked the ending. I know it has divided people. I thought the ending was really funny, because you're watching the story unfold and you don't know what's going to happen, and then it goes crazy. So I do understand why people don't like the ending, and it would be interesting to see when this comes out on Blu-ray whether this would be one of those films that had an alternative ending originally. So I would be interested in seeing an alternative ending to this, to see if there was any other ideas being thrown around before the crazy ending. But I enjoyed the ending, and really, really, really enjoyed this film, and I would absolutely recommend this film. It's I'd say I never mentioned the underlying story, because Completely forgot. But yeah, it's an amazing film. It's got the underlying story of his mum having Alzheimer's, his brother being distant. He's in New York, his brother's in California. They've got this beach house, and he ends up looking after his mum, sisters, also there as well. And this broken family come together. And it's really good. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And yeah, it's got plenty of things to look at when, you know, it's got some profanity in there. It's obviously got lots and lots of scenes that are straightforward, in your face, and all that kind of stuff. I like that. I like that. I respect that as a film. But yes, American Fiction, very, very good. I would suggest that you go and watch it. And with that, I will see you next time, film fans, for more film action. We're going to see Argylle. Got that booked. And going forward, obviously, the Ghostbusters coming out and all that kind of stuff as well. So, yeah. Watch this space. Thank you very much for watching the video podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you very much. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hiya!